Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the slate with you guys. And you guys know I'm always here on Fridays, and as you know, I always like Friday slates. We have 15 games. It's always nice and jam-packed. Problem is, if you played yesterday's slate, you know that there were a ton of aces on the mound, and when that normally happens, we get these kind of ugly slates after, and we got a 15-game slate, and it's not pretty at the pitching side of the ball, but that makes it interesting. I'm sure ownership will be all over the place, so should be a lot of fun to see where people kind of go with their pitchers, because again, a lot of interesting options that we're trying to just kind of get creative with and talk ourselves into. So we can dive right in. Before we get to the slate, though, don't forget to go sign up on Fantasy Draft if you haven't. Fantasy Draft is an awesome site. You don't have to play terrible catchers, shortstops. There's great position flexibility, and we got football coming around the corner too, and Fantasy Draft is awesome for that as well. Has tons of great contests. Had the Carolina Millions last year, so I had some really awesome contests last year, and just go check out Fantasy Draft if you have not checked it out. Now let's dive right in and talk about the baseball slate. We got the Texas Rangers. We got the Baltimore Orioles. This is a 9.5 total here. And first look on this game. Man, I like the bats a lot. This was one that I'm seeing some prices to on some interesting plays that I really want to look at and really get some exposure to. You see, Cole Hamels, Alex Cobb, two pitchers that are not the greatest, right? Two pitchers that we definitely can target for sure. I think this is a phenomenal spot for, Manny Machado. We'll talk about the Orioles side of the ball first. If you could pay up for him, pay up for him. This is a phenomenal spot against Cole Hamels. He will absolutely dominate him. Cole Hamels is giving hard contact against righties and lefties, about 40% both sides of the plate. I mean, he has just had so much struggles. And against a guy like Machado, this could be a problem. And Adam Jones, those righty bats could really be nice here. I think it's a great stack today. Tim Beckham on FanDuel, where he's cheap. Jones, he's really cheap over there. I know specifically they're super cheap on FanDuel, those guys. DraftKings, same prices, are pretty cheap. Tim Beckham, 3.3. Adam Jones, 3.3. Machado, 5K. Again, you have to spend for him, but again, like Trumbo, 3.7, all these guys are really cheap, so they can make for a cheap stack and just throw in Machado. I think it's a pretty good route to go as a tournament option today. Vegas has been a 4.6 implied total. It's pretty much not a pick 'em completely, but it's close to it, and with Cobb versus Hamels, it basically should be. But yeah, Fantasy Draft, again, the prices, they're very cheap, 7.7, 6.7, 6.6. All these guys just at the top of the order. Valencia, 6.4, who can smash lefties. I mean, this is just a phenomenal spot, I think, for the Orioles. I know Cole Hamels has found a way to get it done. Maybe you don't stack him up all the way, but I think taking him as one-offs in like a mini stack would even be like probably the best route the more I think about it. Because again, Cole Hamels, he's still like kind of been a magician and found a way to get it done, but I just think there's a lot of value in some of these prices. And maybe just taking like two or three of them and just kind of pulling like the solo home runs is not about bad route to go with this Orioles team. I want to talk about the Texas Rangers now, though, and a couple of bats I like on this team. And specifically, there's one guy that looks pretty mispriced. Like on, Fantasy Draft, Chu is 9.6. On DraftKings, 5.1. Again, that's a hefty price tag, and I think he's a good play against Cobb. But you give me Sinshu Chu at 3.3K on FanDuel, that's way too cheap. And FanDuel's had some terrible pricing recently, just in general. But all these guys on Texas are way too cheap over there, so I just want to note that. Load up on Texas on FanDuel. They're definitely a team that I think you can see a lot of value in cash games and then in tournaments as well. Really just nice prices. On DraftKings right now, looking at their prices, a little more expensive for these guys. It's tougher to put them in there. Mazzara, he's fairly priced. Beltre at 3.4 seems like a good price, but third base, it's tough because there's a guy I definitely want to pay up for sure on the slate. And I mean, Beltre has not been that great recently. So it's a little tougher on FanDuel and or on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft for these Texas Rangers bats. But I will say they're in a good spot. 4.90 implied total. Wind blowing out 85 degrees. Wind's blowing out. I mean, this is just a really, really interesting spot here, I think, for the Texas Rangers. So all in all, 9.5 total in this game. I think this is a game to definitely load up on some bats. Next game up, we have the Milwaukee Brewers. The Pittsburgh Pirates is an 8 total. We have Junior Guerrero against Nick Kingham. And in Pittsburgh, I really just don't like this game that much for the hitters. I think for the pitchers, it's okay too. Like, if you want to take a shot on Kingham, I get it. Or Guerrero, I guess you could, but these guys are, again, it's a really nasty pitching slate. These are not pitchers that I typically like to talk about, but we have to sort of kind of consider them. I probably won't go with the Guerrero route. If you make me pick, I'll probably go with Kingham and hope the strikeout upside comes against the Brewers team. But again, they can obviously, go crazy at times, but that bottom of the order has been a little ugly recently. I just think this is a good cross-off game, just one I don't really want to touch on this slate, so I'm going to stay my best away from the Pittsburgh game. Next one up, Philadelphia Phillies, Miami Marlins. This is an 8 total with Jake Arrieta against Wei-Yin Chen. And, Chen is a guy that I think we like to target against. We got to take these righties. Like, Rhys Hoskins should be hitting a home run pretty easy, I feel like, today. 3.5K on FanDuel. Love that price for him. 4-6 on DraftKings. I love him at there, man. He is hitting a bomb today. He's one of my candidates to go yard. Same with Shin-Chul Choo. I should have said that. He's another guy I like to go yard today. 9.1K on Fantasy Draft. Love Hoskins here today. I think it's a phenomenal spot. The Phillies, I'm not going to go crazy with them in this Marlins Park. I think just taking maybe a Hoskins as a one-off is really what I'm liking. If I get Althea towards the top of the lineup for cheap, I'll like that as a little bit of value. But again, not going too crazy with Phillies bats here. Next game up, we got the, we got the Jake Arrieta here. He's the next pitcher to talk about, and, it's a nice price for Jake Arrieta. If you look at the price tag, you'd think, it's solid, and he gets to go against the Marlins. But just the strikeouts haven't been there against the Marlins. They've been pretty good this year. They've been a problem. I kind of just want to stay away and not really target against the Marlins. I've done a little bit this year. I've kind of tempered, tempered my expectations, more so dialed it back, I should say, whenever I see the Marlins. I know Arrieta, if you look at the numbers, 4.20 xFIP is great. The walk at 7.5 is fine, but the problem is the Ks are down. They're at 17.3%. I mean, I don't like that a lot. Sure, he's kept the ISO nice, which is great. 1.38 against righties, against lefties, 1.07. He's been fine getting the ground balls great. 57% against righties, against lefties, 54.8%. I just worry about getting the Ks, and Ks are king for me. They're the thing that I'm all about when I'm taking my pitchers. So, sure, I guess if it makes you feel safe, you could play it. I wouldn't hate it, but I just want to get the K upside. I'm someone that looks for that. So, but I get if you think you could pitch an efficient game. Again, I'm more so looking for pitchers that can get me the Ks. And again, ugly pitching slate. So, I think Arrieta is in play. He's in the player pool. You can consider him, but not one of my favorites. Next game up, New York Yankees, Cleveland Indians, 9.5 total here. And we have Domingo German against Shane Bieber. And this is a game where I think just looking at the bats is what we want to do. The pitchers, I like German. I think he's, a good pitcher, and Bieber too. Not a good pitcher, but he's a solid pitcher, I should say. And then Bieber, he's another solid pitcher too. But this is just tough matchups. And, in Cleveland, I don't know. I'm just kind of staying away. Again, this is a better hitter's park with these two pitchers in there. I just think not really touching too many of these pitchers is kind of the right call here. So I'm just going to stay away, I think, from these two. Again, I want to find some cheap guys that I like, and that's one of the problems, is because the guys you want to, can spend up on, sure, they make you feel safe on this slate, but I really like the bats way more. So it's been tough, and that's why I like a guy like Arrieta I just talked about. I can kind of talk myself into a little bit, because these top-end pitchers, I just feel like, aren't going to do that much either. Again, if Domingo German was in a matchup against, the Brewers, I'd probably fire away with him. But in a matchup against the Indians, that's just a difficult one. And same with Shane Bieber. So it's all the bats here. Load up on the Indians if you want, 1-9, and Yankees 1-9. I think they're all phenomenal plays just from a cash game perspective, a tournament, obviously a game that you can target. The problem with the Indians is they're just expensive. They're hard to get in your lineup. So if you can fit them, sure. I don't see guys you need to prioritize in your cash games. In tournaments, I don't see that either. If you want to go for a Yonder Alonso or Kipnis as a cheap value to get some exposure, I think that's the best way to go. But again, the other guys are expensive, and if you spend on them, you might miss out on some other bats. And that's kind of, every single day that ends in Y in daily fantasy baseball with the Indians. We'll talk about the Yankees bats now, and I think Gardner, obviously the top, he's an interesting value normally, on FanDuel at least, I should say, 3.1K. DraftKings, he's a little too much in fantasy draft. I'd rather just find the money for Stanton, Hicks, Judge instead. I think they're way better plays. Again, if you want to spend on these guys, they're expensive, and you just gotta kind of have to pay the price for it. I think there's better stacks to pay for than the Yankees ones today, but and if you make me pick one stack to like in this game, I'll probably just... I'll probably lean the hot Indians offense, who are at home and have been hitting the ball pretty well. So let's go on to the next game. We have the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, 9.5 total here with Ryan Borucki against Rick Porcello. And man, so it's I see Rick Porcello and I think, oh, Rick Porcello's, nice and safe, safe for the win, minus 217 favorite. But it's really gross to see Rick Porcello's line on this game. I mean, you see it at 4.01. That just doesn't feel... It doesn't feel right to me, but hey, it's above four. Again, I don't really want to spend on pitching. I want to spend on bats instead on this slate, so I'm probably not going to spend up on Porcello. Probably won't play any Blue Jays bats either. Just don't think it's a great spot for them. If you make me play one, I'll probably go with Smoke as a one-off, but not or Granderson, but nothing else really to talk about there. On the Red Sox side of the ball, I mean, against Baruchy, this is a great spot for these righties. Steve Pierce is going to be a phenomenal value I look at. Benintendi is out of the lineup for the day, so we could see some guys get bumped up in the order, like a Bogarts go towards the top, which is great. Nunez, too, he might get a little lineup bump, which would be great. There's also Sam Travis, I believe, might play today, so that's an interesting value on the Red Sox against a lefty. So have to like those little value bats that we kind of talked about here. And Steve Pierce, again, like one of my favorite plays here as like a cash game value. If you have the money for Betts or Martinez, play them. Like, and if you force me to pick one, I'll go with Betts. That's kind of the route that I will take here. Let's talk about the next game. We got the Washington Nationals, New York Mets. Is an 8 total with Tanner Roark against Noah Syndergaard. And I don't have a pitch count on Noah Syndergaard yet. It's one of those things I was looking for and I couldn't find it. Either way, I'm not playing him off the DL against the Nationals offense. I think it's just a fine spot that we just stay away from and kind of take the wait-and-see approach, see how he pitches, see how things go. Mets don't have a reason to throw him out there for a while. And again, why am I spending all this money on him? 11K on DraftKings. He is 21.6 on Fantasy Draft and 10K on FanDuel. Just doesn't seem necessary to pay up that price on him. One guy I do want to talk about, though, is Tanner Roark, because I do think Tanner Roark is kind of interesting here. Sure, he's not the favorite in this game, right? That's kind of unfortunate. I do like me some, I do like targeting me some Mets. Even though I'm a Mets fan, it's a great spot to target. Tanner Roark, he's got a cheap price, though, on some sites. Fantasy Draft 7.1K is a fair price. Don't hate it. I think it's fine. You can get away with it. It's 8.7. Tanner Roark on DraftKings is good. And then 6.8 on FanDuel is where I really like the value more so. And again, it's just the Mets offense. They're not good. I think it's perfectly a good spot to target Roark if you want. It's the perfect slate to target Roark where you can get him for a good price as well, because he's not a guy that has a ton of K upside, but against this Mets lineup, obviously he can have pitch pretty efficiently and have a good game, I think. And on top of that, it's just one of those games you don't see all these strikeout pitchers, and you're worried, oh man, I don't have I don't have a guy that doesn't strike out a ton of guys. Well, we're just looking for some kind of just pitching performances where they can just get the job done. Tanner Roark and I think Arrieta are two guys that they fall in that category where they can maybe just get the job done and maybe don't get the K upside, but they pitch efficiently enough where you're happy with their performances at their prices. All right, nothing else really to talk about in this game. All in all, the hitters, I don't love the hitting in this game. Again, if you want to, take a Nationals, a one-off here and there, like a Juan Soto, wouldn't hate it, or Bryce Harper, but I just don't think it's too necessary here. Next game up, Arizona Diamondbacks, Atlanta Braves, 8.5 total with Zach Godley against Anibal Sanchez. And, I kind of think Anibal Sanchez is sort of kind of in play. He's someone I'm kind of considering. He's in my player pool right now. Price tag on Fantasy Draft is at 15.3K, 7.8 on DraftKings, and then 7.3 on FanDuel. And against the Diamondbacks, I think this is a perfectly good spot for him. It's just the Diamondbacks, that offense, it's fine. It's not the greatest, but I think it's a spot where we can take some shots on. Sanchez has been better this season. His average exit velocity he's allowing is 84.5 right now to bat, so obviously that's good. 23.2 K percentage, so the upside could be there for the Ks. 4.36 xFIP, an 8% walk rate. He's been solid though, giving up an ISO of only 0.157 and 149 against lefties. So this is a spot again, I think, for Sanchez. He could be really interesting, and I think he's someone worth kind of considering in your cash games a little bit. I just don't think it's a terrible idea. Looking at some of the numbers here too on him, his outside swinging strike rate in the last 30 days is up 4.5%, which is obviously great. That's something I like to look at times. The K percentage is up 3%. In the past, 30 days. That's something else that obviously, catches my eye. One thing I get a little worried about is the air distance, right? That's up. They're hitting the ball a little farther on him, but hard contact is down 4.6%. Sure, the medium contact's up, but it's better that the hard contact's down. Sanchez, I think he's an interesting pitching option on this slate, and I think he's really worth considering today. So, bad pitching slate, but give me some Anibal Sanchez. I'm definitely going to have some exposure to him today. Now I want to talk about Zach Godley. I like Zach Godley. I think he's a fine pitcher, but this matchup is just tough. The Braves don't strike out a ton. They're favorites. I just think Godley, it's just not worth paying that price on him. 5.5K, 7.7, and 8.6 on FanDuel. FanDuel's where I wouldn't play him, but DraftKings, you talked me into it at maybe 7.7. But again, I just think I like Aníbal Sanchez a little more. But if you want to play both pitchers in this game, I wouldn't argue against it. I think they're perfectly fine. And really don't like any bats here that much in this spot. Maybe a mini Brave stack with those lefties, but I'm not going crazy with this game because there's better hitting options. Next game up, Houston Astros, Detroit Tigers, 8.5 total here. We got Mike Fiers and Dallas Keuchel. I mean, I'm a Dallas Keuchel guy on slates like this. I think he's a good pitcher, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I get the K's as much as you'd want, but hey, Dallas Keuchel's a good pitcher, and he can get the job done. The problem is, again, can we pay the price on them? Like, that's the thing. It's like guys like Rick Porcello, too. Good, efficient pitchers, but don't really get the K's that you want, and it's just like, do you want to spend on them today? That's kind of what the debate is. So Dallas Keuchel's price, again, FanDuel, 9K, a little expensive, but if you look on, like, fantasy draft, 16.3K, 8.4K, I could get behind that a little bit, and Vegas kind of agrees with you here. If you look at the Tigers at 3.24 implied total. Vegas thinks that the Tigers are definitely going to, struggle a little bit. So it's just the one thing I worry about is this righty-heavy lineup. Sure, it's not the greatest set of righties, but they've gotten the job done, the Tigers, against left-handed pitching this year. So I definitely have some pause, have some concerns, and really think that I need to, kind of figure out what I want to do with Keuchel. Again, 17.8%. K percentage isn't great, but the xFIP at 3.79 is obviously something to consider. Ground ball rate 55.6%. Again, another just efficient pitcher. And against righties, he's given up an ISO of 141 and the wOBA against 300. And it's just all in all, I think he's a fine, efficient pitcher. But the Tigers, again, they've been really good against lefties this year. So I'm kind of just trying to figure out what to do with him. But I do think fantasy draft and DraftKings is where you're really getting the value on him on this slate. So all in all, Keuchel is perfectly fine. Not really playing Tigers bats. Don't think I'm really going to be doing any of that. So sure, again, like I said, I'm a little worried about Keuchel, but he's just too efficient. I don't really target Keuchel too much. Astros side of the ball now against Mike Fiers. This is a great spot for this offense. 5.26 implied total. Mike Fiers has pitched a little better recently, but again, he's a guy that should struggle. We should see some home runs hit off him. I'm going to target this Astros offense more as a stack, not really too many one-offs. If I'm looking in cash games, maybe like a Gurriel or like a Reddick is like a cheap value for 3K, or if I spend up on maybe a Springer. But again, I'm not going too crazy with Astros in my cash game. Sure, I like the bats, but they're tough to jam in, and I don't know. I just think other people are going to go to other offenses. I don't see them as like top stack today. Again, we have a core slate, and it's a 15 game slate. You guys know how it works. I always talk about this on 15 game slates when we do these shows. We're used to just saying ownership, this, that, but it really doesn't matter too much on these slates, in my opinion. Next game up, Tampa Bay Rays, Minnesota Twins, 8.5 total with Nathan Eovaldi against Jake Odorizzi. And both these pitchers have pitched a lot better recently. Eovaldi is a guy that, he had a really great outing, but against the Twins, I'm slightly concerned to do it. So I'm going to do my best and just say, I'm going to stay away from Eovaldi. I think in tournaments, if you want to take a shot on the upside, it's fine, but the Rays pulled him the other day, like, in a really great outing, and it was really frustrating, so I worry about his leash just in general. Don't know why the Rays had to do that against the Mets when he was absolutely cruising, but what can you do about that? And then on the opposite, Jake Odorizzi, fly ball guy against a Rays team that, they're fine, they're okay. Like, I'll take a Jake Bowers here and there, he's fine. Like, Ramos is a good hitter, but who are you really worried about on this team? So, I'm just not really loving the bats in this game and not loving the pitchers. I think if you want to take a shot on like a Bowers, who I like, is fine. Maybe like a Kiermaier at the top or a Ramos. I wouldn't hate that. And then against Eovaldi, if you want to go like a Rosario or an Escobar, sure, I don't hate it. But again, not one of my favorite ways to go with the bats. So we can move on from this one pretty quick. Just don't love the pitching, don't love the bats. Not saying I'm crossing off completely. There's a couple guys here and there I'll pick, but not my favorite spot. Let's go on to the next game, and I like this game a lot. Kansas City Royals, Chicago White Sox. It's 90 degrees, 9.5 total, and we have Brad Keller against James Shields. And man, I'm liking the bats here, and one offense I love is the Chicago White Sox. They are in a phenomenal spot. I normally like them more against lefties, but against Brad Keller, who's not a great pitcher, this is definitely a spot to target against a bad bullpen in Kansas City. It seems like a lot of the stars are aligning for a pretty nice game for the White Sox. Looking at Brad Keller's numbers, 4.68 xFIP, K percentage at 13%, walk rate at 9.4. The only thing that's annoying is the ground ball percentage is at 54%. Wish he was more of a fly ball guy, but his his ISO, and yeah, he's giving up the ISO, and man, the ISO is really confusing. This is why I like Plate IQ, man. Sometimes you think the ISO is a lot higher, but his ISO has been really low compared to the Woba. I'm sure it's going to change a little, though. I don't know why. That's crazy. Man, I'm really shocked at the ISO. It's 0.075 and then against righties, and then 0.029 against lefties. I mean, I've been targeting Keller, and it's gone fine. I haven't remembered it being miserable. So that's just really shocking that the ISO numbers are down. But this White Sox, they have so much power. I'm still taking a shot in it. I really think it's a perfect spot for them. We have that KC bullpen that's not good too. Keller, he's probably not going to go super deep anyways. I'm going with the White Sox. But I'm very surprised about those ISO numbers. Again, another thing I love about Plate IQ, when you think one thing, you're just kind of shocked when you see it, and yeah, definitely kind of surprised me here, because I really thought that Keller was a guy that was just, we were perfectly fine targeting a ton, but numbers aren't lining up the way that I was hoping they would, obviously. But still, White Sox offense is a very powerful offense, and in this stadium, again, I talk about this, White Sox Stadium is a very sneaky home run park. I feel like people just don't realize that, and they kind of overlook it. And I've been beating that drum kind of over the last couple weeks, but I think it's worth beating the drum over when we see these road teams coming to Chicago. I have more interest in them. And then against James Shields, looking at the Royals, like a guy like Lucas Duda, who you can get for cheap, I like him. And this Royals offense of Moustakas, it seems like Mike Moustakas will go yard against James Shields today for sure. I like this spot for a lot of these guys. Whit Merrifield's in a decent spot too. So all in all, the Royals are really interesting too. I want to pivot back to the White Sox here and talk about who I like on them, because I like Moncada, Jose Abreu, another guy to like too, Palka. Those are three guys I'm obviously going to look to target, and probably throw in Matt Davidson because he just got a lot of pop. Those are like my four favorite guys to target, and just the 1-5 simply because that 6-9 is pretty gross all in all. But you look at that team in general, they're just really cheap stack. Maybe that helps you get in another big stack, like you can fill them out with a core stack, right? That'd obviously be a really good time if you can make that work. That's kind of it for this game. It's definitely a spot to load up on White Sox, load up on Royals. Maybe not load up, but get exposure, I should say, a 9.5 total. Good ballpark for hitting, and 90 degrees should be a great spot. Let's talk about this next one, because this is one I want to talk about a lot. Cincinnati Reds, St. Louis Cardinals, 8.5 total. And, man, the Cardinals, they let me down a little bit the other day, but it still worked out. The one-offs helped instead. But let me talk about these Cardinals, because, again, they're too cheap on FanDuel specifically. Matt Carpenter, by the way, love him today. He's another one of my home run candidates on this slate. So give me all the Matt Carpenter. Love him in this spot. 3.3K on FanDuel. Phenomenal play. Fam on FanDuel, 3K. Martinez, 3.1. Ozuna, 2.9, Molina 2.9, just phenomenal prices on all these guys on the Cardinals up and down throughout the lineup. So like them a lot, think they're worth targeting against Matt Harvey, who, again, he's been a lot better, but I still think that that there's a lot of value just in the prices on FanDuel specifically. If you look at the prices on DraftKings on the Cardinals, 4.7, like, that's expensive on Carpenter. I think it'll be more contrarian there, maybe, because again, people are probably gonna pay it for Arenado at third base, who we'll get to, but I do think Carpenter is a really, really good play. And I like him. Fam has a nice price on DraftKings at 3.9, Martinez 3.6, Ozuna 3.2. So really good prices on them on DraftKings. So again, you can mix some of these guys throughout your lineups here, and I think it's perfectly fine route to go. And then Fantasy Draft, kind of similar. Yeah, similar prices. Ozuna 6.5. Man, it's a really good spot for these Cardinals, I think, and just good prices. So there's some value there. Like getting some exposure. Let's talk about the Reds now against Carlos Martinez. I know Martinez's velocity's been dipping, but I don't know. I'm just kind of, just staying away from what's going on with this situation in general. Let me just pull up with the Plate IQ and see. I don't think the velocity has gone back up, but I'll just check to make sure here what's going on over the last 30 days, but it's probably still down, I'm assuming. Here, pulling up Martinez here in the Plate IQ, went to the recent trends, premium ports, and then recent trends for the people who are wondering about it. Fly ball rates up 10.9%, hard contact up 9.9%. Again, on a slate like this, I would probably consider Carlos Martinez, because again, against the Reds, there's some strikeout upside. It seems like something to kind of consider. Strikeouts are also down 3.6%, but man, I just can't be playing Carlos Martinez right now. It's too much of a bumpy ride. He just hasn't been that great. Sure, the last three outings have been good, but this, the advanced numbers are really concerning. I get it against San Francisco, Arizona, and Cleveland. He's had like you know, good DraftKings scores, 20.2, 22.7, and 25.3. Maybe he's turning a corner that I'm missing, but looking at, like, the plate IQ numbers, I'm just trying to figure out what is going on here, and I really don't know. So this is something I'm just going to have to reevaluate, and maybe, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like, throughout the day, I get some news that he's fixed something with his pitches, and then I have to reconsider Carlos Martinez. So that's something worth noting, and if he has fixed something, he'd be a really strong play for me. But I don't know. It just, if you look at the plate IQ, and over the last 30 days, it doesn't make a ton of sense. The velocity change too is still down. It's still down 0.6 on his fastball. That one's down 1.5. I just don't get what's going on here. So maybe he's gotten lucky, but the advanced stuff is saying that Carlos Martinez could be a little bit in trouble. But again, it is the Reds offense, and they're not good. And Vegas thinks that the Reds have a low total here at 3.86. So I guess I have to do some more digging on Carlos Martinez. And if I find anything good, I'll tweet it out on Twitter at Travis Mangone if you guys want. It's TravisMangone. So yeah, that's about it with Carlos Martinez. Let's go on to the next game. Again, it's Coors. It's a great spot to load up on. We got Christian Bergman against Antonio Senzatella. Really good spot to target these bats. When you see a 12 total in Vegas, by Vegas in Colorado, you just load up. So up and down the lineup, just get exposure to it. I don't think I have to tell you who to play and who not to play. And also, if you look at, like, the sites, like, you pull up DraftKings and you scroll all the way to the bottom, it's pretty much where you're going to see these two pitchers. Senzatella, let's see. Senzatella is 5.3K, and then Bergman is 4K. So again, reasons to obviously load up on the Coors bats. You know, Blackman, Arenado, Carlos Gonzalez, a couple guys I'll probably prioritize for sure on this slate if I can. And then on the Seattle side, again, Senzatella, they're really righty heavy, but Kyle Seager, he's obviously a good play. You know, Mitch Haniger, Segura, load up on these guys. Span, he might hit towards the top of the lineup. That's obviously a decent value that could happen. Just load up on the bats in this game. Next game up, Chicago Cubs, San Diego Padres, 8.5 total with Tyler Chatwood against Clayton Richard. And on ugly slates, I kind of say to myself, well, it's an ugly slate. Let me just play pitchers against the Padres with a righty. And I want to like Tyler Chatwood, but he's walking too many guys. He's had so many struggles. I just don't think I can pull the trigger on it. I thought about it, and then I said, that's just terrible. I can't stomach this. So not going to be doing that at all. And if you want to play some of these Padres lefties, I guess you could, like a Hosmer maybe. I don't know. You're really looking for walks, so then it's just horrible. Just stay away from the Padres bats. I just don't think it's a good spot for them. I get it if you want to take a lefty here and there, but it's fine. No need to go that route. But if Hosmer's cheap, I guess you could take him as a one-off. But Clayton Richard against the Cubs. I don't like him in this spot either. I don't really like Cubs. Just in general, I think this is a good maybe cross-off game. The only thing I'll consider is maybe a Chris Bryant or a Rizzo or a Contreras, and then that's it. But Contreras is probably my favorite Cub on that side of the ball. That's the guy I like the most if you make me pick one against the lefty here. Next game up, Los Angeles Angels and Los Angeles Dodgers is an 8 total. And let's talk about one of my favorite pitchers to talk about. I love Walker Buehler. He's a guy I'm excited to talk about for the next, 10 years. He's going to be a really good pitcher. Really like watching him play, but he's coming off the DL, and with Dave Roberts, we just really don't know what is going to happen with Walker Buehler in general. So on taking the wait and see approach, like throughout the day, and see kind of what happens, see if people get a word on a pitch count, I haven't seen anything on it. I know he pitched simulated innings, I believe, against Chris Taylor and Jock Peterson. I believe he went like 5 or 6 in that, but Dodgers also talked about how they're going to go to a 6-man rotation possibly. So I really just don't know what's going to happen with Walker Buehler. So hopefully it's something we can get from the beat writers throughout the day. Like him in this spot. Sure, the K upside isn't amazing against the Angels, and they're a good offense. But Vegas thinks that, what I'm thinking with Buehler is correct. 3.60 implied total for the Angels. And then on top of that, the price is nice on Buehler. 7.8K on FanDuel. You get him at 9.5 on DraftKings, and then Fantasy Draft again at 18.9. I mean, just solid price tags on Buehler. I like him. He's someone I'm looking to get some exposure to. Against Felix Pena, I really don't like, don't like too many Dodgers. I think, like, Jock Peterson and Max Muncy at the top and Bellinger are fine. Just really the lefties I'm looking at for against Pena, I think. Just kind of calling it a day. I'm not going too crazy against Pena. He's got some K upside, but I think against the Dodgers here, it's not worth it. And he's a young pitcher that we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with his numbers. That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. And actually, we got a bigger sample here, so let's talk about it a little bit. Yeah, the K percentage went up actually 4%. It went up 4%. Well, this is 2018 numbers. Never mind, let me pull up 2017 and 2018. I want a bigger sample here. Okay. Yeah, K percentage has gone up a little bit over the past couple weeks, but he's at 25.5 K percentage. The xFIP's at 4.34. Walk percentage at 9.4%. He's had more of his issues against righties, which, yeah, maybe it makes the righties more in play. But I don't know. I feel like those numbers should change over. I'm just more of a typical believer in, I don't think he's the reverse splits guys from what I'm seeing. And it's just such a small sample. I'd rather just take a shot on the lefties instead. Again, not one of my favorite games to really go crazy with, but I'll just take maybe, like, Peterson and Muncy and Bellinger as a one-off maybe and then kind of call it a day. Just not going too crazy there. So with the last game of the slate, we got the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. This is an 8 total here with Edwin Jackson against Madison Bumgarner. And I like Bumgarner here. It's in a good pitcher's park. You know, good pitching weather, 65 degrees. Wind blown out doesn't matter in San Francisco, so that's obviously something to note too. I just think all in all, this is a really good spot for Madison Bumgarner. Just the question is, do you want to spend on him? Do you want to spend 9.4 on FanDuel? You want to spend 11.4 on DraftKings and 22.4 on Fantasy Draft? It's just, I don't know if I want to spend that price on him. That's kind of the problem. He gets an A's team that can get pretty righty heavy, but I do think it's a good spot for Madison Bumgarner. I like taking shots on him in tournaments when you can. If you have the money, go for it. Looking at the numbers on him, 4.15 xFIP, K percentage at 21.6%, walk rate at 5.4. Definitely someone to consider. You look at the K's too on the A's. They can strike out a ton at 23.1% for this lineup right now. I do think Madison Bumgarner has a chance to have a pretty solid outing, so give me Bumgarner here if you have the money. But I'm not prioritizing pitching today. Again, prioritizing the bats more so. But all in all, I just think, Bumgarner, really good play. If you have the money, go for it, fire away. And then really nothing else in this game that I'm really going with. Like, I know Edwin Jackson's not good. I guess you could take some shots on like a Duggar at the top, Steven Duggar, or like a McCutcheon or a Belt or a Crawford, we can get him cheap. But again, I just don't like playing that many hitters in this park, and it's more so if you see a guy that fills in as a nice value, I think that's perfectly fine with the Giants, because Edwin Jackson, who's got a 5.19 xFIP, he's really not that great. That about wraps up the slate for you guys. Before we get on out of here, we can talk about the stack of the day, because of course I know you guys like hearing that. That's always something that I like talking about, because stacks are, what wins baseball. It's what everyone does. It's what everyone wants to talk about. So let's talk about my stack of the day. It's going to be one of the early games. It's the Texas Rangers against Alex Cobb. He's a pitcher that has had his struggles, and I do think that this Rangers offense is one that we can target here. It's going to be hot there in Baltimore. It's definitely a good hitter's ballpark, and we got some nice bats in here that have some power and have some pop. I like the Texas Rangers a lot. They are going to be my stack of the day. Let me get on out of here, though. I'm be on the weekend grind this weekend. If you guys want to hear me talk about that with some people, I will be there doing that. So check out my Twitter. You can get it there, or you can catch it on this exact page as well for Daily Fantasy Fix if you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to the podcast. But I'm going to get on out of here. Enjoy your Friday, guys. Should be a great time. So for me, Travis Mangone, I am out.